Rise and shine, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to Rosie on the House. The next 3 hours will be packed full of information to help you around your home, your garden, your lawn, your house, your castle, right here at Rosie on the House. We've got my dear wife, sweet Jennifer, doing the call screening this morning. She's waiting for your call at 1-888-767-4348. Mike Reisch, our board operating engineer, will make sure we pick up your call, get your question, and answer you via satellite signal. I don't know how it all works, but it does. You can count on it. Works every single Saturday morning and has for the last 25 years. My co-host, Romy Romero, is here, as well as our garden expert, Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. So we're all here. How are we going to get started this morning with our landscaping tip of the week as the callers load up now?
At 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Rosie made the introductions, but you can be a part of it as well simply by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer, sweet Jennifer, your wife, my mom, she's call screening today because Peanut is bailing on us. So for the time being, Mom will be screener and sitting at the producer seat. But today, it's all about shade because the heat is not here. It's not here. 90 degrees isn't heat if you live in Arizona.
And it's so bad when we say it's hot out. What are we going to do when it's 112?
That's when the heat's here.
Cry, complain.
So you were saying the right answer is plan, and
yes.
Then you plan. And then you plan.
That's the first three steps. Plan, plan, and plan. It's time to still get ready before it gets hot. Let's get those things done. Let's get the conversation started. Let's plan your yard. Let's get those shade trees in the ground before it gets hot. Let's plan for the heat. Let's enjoy your yard throughout the summer.
I plan to move to Flagstaff.
That's a good plan.
you're a fan of Flagstaff, it looks like.
Yeah, I got my Flagstaff shirt on today.
And I have it on good authority. We actually have one of our listeners was driving up to Flagstaff and had just sent me a text. What station do we listen on? If you're heading north for the weekend to get away from the heat, you can head all the way up 17. You can tune in Cordes Junction going off to Prescott. Tune in on KQ&A or Sedona, it's Chasm. Flagstaff, it's CAF. If you're south, KNST in Tucson or KGVY in Green Valley, no matter where in the great state you are, at some point, you're going to be looking for shade.
Arizona.
even at 9,000 feet in Flagstaff, you're pretty close to the sun. And that you can get burnt worse there than you can
because
in desert.
You don't realize what you're getting into. Right. Yeah. Go skiing and get sunburned. Right.
So shade. If we need something for right now, obviously, if we put in a shade tree, unless we're buying a huge box.
Right.
Gallon tree.
Obviously, man-made versus nature. A tree is going to transpire moisture and give you a lot of benefits besides just the shade. However, when you're looking for something, especially tight spots, maybe you don't have room for a real big shade tree, there are lots of man-made structures and things we can do in the landscape and design around that will give you that shade. One of my favorites is just a pergola, nice made out of aluma wood. They're pretty good value. Very nice looking. They don't look, you've seen falling apart wood pergolas and things out in the landscape before. Wood just, I don't know, I like to build things out of metal where we can, so.
And that wood, say that again?
It's aluma wood.
Aluma
wood. Product.
It's stamped.
Yes.
The aluminum to look like wood.
It looks nice.
I mean,
it's powder coated. It's going to last. You know, the Arizona sun's not going to eat it up.
And the wind, it's been pretty windy. It doesn't tear up the.
Properly engineered and properly assembled again. Get what you pay for. It's going to last, and it's going to give you a nice shade solution for your landscape. We like to design them into our landscapes.
And the anchoring is a big key, too.
Oh, sure. That's all part of building it right. I mean, you may need a footer. You may be able to anchor it to an existing concrete pad or some other structure. But that's all part of the engineering that goes into it. And they're all custom, so you need to start that conversation. We need to come see what you need and help you with it.
Now, in the way of shade, summer, you could actually vine those at the post and allow a vine to come in and creep over the shade trellis and intertwine itself to enhance the shade during the summer, and it could be a plant that loses its leaves in winter and let the sun through in the winter.
One of my clients has grapes.
There you
really
go.
Nice collection of grapes. Just beautiful. But, oh, sure, there's all kinds of things that will grow in there. Queensberry, snail vine, I could go on. But that blends a little bit of Mother Nature with the a little harsher man-made structure, kind of bring them together.
Absolutely.
And when we're talking on those shade things, there's a lot of things you can do with those. You can put a grill underneath it. Mm-hmm. You can put a refrigerator underneath it, put a misting system. Right, yeah, I mean, you can build underneath that.
And while you might not want to have a wood structure right over your grill, the Aluma wood, obviously, if it's at the right height and done correctly, can give you some shade over a grill structure and a little bit of peace of mind there.
You start looking through that kind of outdoor space, and you start looking at lighting. You start looking mm-hmm. at entertainment system. You start looking at fans. We talked about misting systems. Mm-hmm. You know, you can create a whole micro environment in the backyard.
All be integrated into that part of the yard and all part of that structure and just all part of the planning.
And we are just finishing a project for a client that we actually started the design of a year and a half ago. And they sat on they called us out, and it's a big backyard. And they said, we want the outdoor kitchen way out on the back side of the property. And I said, look, we'll put it anywhere as you
sure.
want. But I'd really like you to think about that. The ones that we put that far away from the house just get used so seldom.
Right.
Just think about bringing it in. No. We want it out there. Well, they sat on the idea for about a year. And then they finally called back and said, you know, we're ready to start that project now. Why don't you come out and visit us? And then we got out to the house, and first thing they said is, you know, we'd kind of like the kitchen right in here tucked next to the patio.
There you go. Thought about it a little bit, didn't you?
And that's where we're building it, right there next to the patio. The patio's perfect, faces south, has a big shade cover on it, has a space to mount an evap cooler. It's a solid frame patio. They've got drawdown shades to block the sun. They've got ceiling fans, big screen TV, bar. It's all right there, the barbecue, the ice chest, everything. So that kitchen, as we're finishing it, is going to get 10 times the use that one way out on the back 40 would have ever gotten.
Weber grills cheap. You know, just get one of those traditional charcoal Weber grills.
Weber kettle.
And place it where you think you want it, and then see how much you use it.
That's a good example of a client has an idea, and go to the professional and listen to their decades of experience in helping you plan the use of the landscape.
There was still one idea of mine they didn't take, and in 10 years they'll say, I wish we would have done that.
What do you call that? Job security? They'll call me back for that in 10 years.
It is turning out to be a beautiful job. It really is.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bruce in Glendale, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Go ahead.
I've got a Hong Kong orchid, and it's blooming really good this year without the frost. But they always leach out after they bloom. The leaves get really ugly, and my wife hates it. And I was wondering if there's anything can do to prevent that look.
Iron. That's a plant that likes to get chlorotic. Chlorosis can be a deficiency of many different micronutrients. Obviously, fertilization at the right time, a little bit of nitrogen. That'll green it up and grow it a little bit. Just use a balanced fertilizer, something that has a little iron in it, a little nitrogen, a little bit of the other micronutrients in it. Don't over-fertilize. You can kill something. But it's deficient of something, and that particular plant does get chlorotic. It doesn't really like our soils. The soils are a little tough on that plant. Water it deeply. Don't water too often. If you're watering too often, you can also cause chlorosis, and the heat doesn't help. So it's a combination of factors, but plant it right, water it right, and fertilize it right, and you should have a happy orchid.
Before we went on air this morning, we were chit-chatting about, you know, just things in general, and mulch came up.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's pretty critical when you're talking about your watering and making sure that it stays moist when you do water.
Well, it's the concept of Xeriscape is to use mulches. And so organic mulches placed around the base of the plant, kind of like a little a mat like you'd see around a Christmas tree. That's a good thing for plant material.
Very good. Good luck with your, what was it?
It was a
Hong Kong
bahenia,
orchid.
Right.
Huh.
Hong Kong orchid.
I'll have to look that up. That
Very
sounds
pretty.
Exotic.
Very pretty.
Mary in Green Valley. Good morning, ma'am.
Yes. I'm having the same problem, I believe, as that man. And the leaves on my ocotillo are turning yellow, and I'm afraid it's dying.
That's a tough plant to kill. If it leafed out and it's been doing well, it may just simply have finished its cycle and might just be going dormant for a little bit.
And yellowing can be overwatering sometimes,
Yes, very much so,
that's
chlorosis.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Jay mention multiple times, that's a very easy plant to overwater, yes, or any cactus succulent.
Just spray it down a little bit. Spray the canes. That's how it likes to get the water. Don't give it a whole lot of water at the root system, and don't water it frequently.
And those are, they're hard to get started as well. So if you've got one naturally on your, mm-hmm, your ground, maybe you just leave it alone.
And if it's bloomed, well, yeah, a little, little TLC won't hurt. But if it's bloomed out, you know, at least it looks like it may have become acclimated, which is most of the battle right there. So just treat it right.
And when you say go dormant,
it's just done with its growth right now, and it'll probably be fine and come right back next time.
You ever eat the little red honeysuckle out of the top of those?
No.
No? Oh, we had two ocotillos when we were growing up in New River, and we'd take a rake, and you get that rake and you pull the limb down and pick it right at the end.
Learn something new every day. I didn't know you could eat that.
Sweet, that red sweet bloom has a nice,
oh boy,
nice little that just bloom, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what's in it, but it is sweet.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation in. And actually, generally speaking, when we get something from one of our homeowners, they write in all the time to Rosie on the house. We have, we'll forward it to the contractors and everything. But Scott wrote in this week to say, I called Bill Jenkins to come out. I was ready to thinking he had it mentally that his lawn or sprinkler repair was going to cost him $1,200. He said they were here and gone in an hour and a half. And less than $200 later, he said, they could have taken me for a ride. We appreciate their honesty and integrity. So thanks for taking care of the Arizona homeowners during the week, Bill.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you. And lawn, there's nothing that beats the feel of lawn under your bare feet. You know, on a nice morning, and it's kind of wet from the sprinklers going off. But if you build it, they will grub. People aren't the only ones that enjoy a nice lawn. And if you've got grubs or insects, something that should be in your garden shed is annual grub beater by Bonide. In Tucson, you can get it at Sundrea. It used to be called Shelton's, but it's Sundrea Nursery now. It's a granular application that you can just put in any spreader if you've already got it, roll it out, follow the label directions. You can get it in 5,000 or 15,000 square feet spreaders. In Phoenix, you can find it at Summer Wind. And it's not just for grubs. It says grub beater, but you can do the list of insects on it is over 20. So any kind of insect problem you have, this will take care of it in most cases. If you're in Mesa, A&P Nurseries carries it and has a great application. So it's annual grub beater by Bonide. Make sure you put that in your garden tool shed for any kind of insect problem you may have on your lawn.